The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis. Welcome to the social studio.
You found the Radio Today programme. I'm Trevor Dan, and last week, if you were listening, we were at Next Radio and we met Ed Hooper from Omni. And I thought it'd be a good idea to follow up a bit and talk more with Ed about Omni, which is, as I understand it, Ed, one of these new platforms that we keep hearing about, that's a way of getting our audio material, what we used to call our radio programmes, out to a different audience through a different platform online. Now, I know you do a lot of other kind of back office things with Omni Studio, but Omni itself as a customer-facing offer, what is it?
So Omni is a personalised radio platform. And so what we do is we basically want to get the world's media companies all making audio content, and we want to put it all in one place, but then also put it to all the other channels that anyone might want to listen to it. So if you're a content producer, we give you a whole lot of tools to make it really easy to get your content from on air to online within seconds. If you're a listener, it's all about getting the best audio in front of you so you can hear it on the terms you want. So if you want to listen to it on a specific platform, on a specific device, we're giving you the power to do that.
Very simply, why do I need Omni if I've already got, for instance, TuneIn?
TuneIn is great if you want to get a radio station's live stream. But what we found is a lot of radio stations, their best content is in the morning during the kind of breakfast show or maybe in the afternoon drive show. What Omni does is it gets all of that content, and because we can tell how it's going on Facebook and Twitter and on podcasts and all these different channels, when you connect, what we can do is we can say, okay, there's someone great on air right now, let's play that. If there's not someone on air right now, let's get the best content from the last, say, 24 hours or the last couple of days and put that in there. So you're always hearing the best content, as opposed to with TuneIn, you're hearing what the station's playing right now.
We talk a lot at conferences like Next Radio and others about personalising radio. Is that what Omni is doing, that it's allowing me as a consumer access to stuff that you have decided I'm going to like?
Yeah, so at the start, we give you what we think is best based on what you've kind of seeded the app with, and then over time we build a profile on you and give you what's best. But that's only kind of one of the ways to listen. There's a lot of people that know what they want and they just want to access, you know, some on-demand content, and they use that with their preference. So Omni is one way to listen, but we also make it so you can listen on a lot of other different platforms, if that makes sense.
Well, it does. What about podcasts then? Are you carrying those? Can I access a podcast through Omni?
You can. So in the UK, one we've been working with recently is the Fun Kids podcast. So they put all of their podcasts into our system. They come up on their website. They come up in iTunes. They come up on Twitter and on Facebook. And, you know, there's all these other places they want to put them as well. We've just made it really easy for podcasters to catalog all of their content and then put it everywhere their listeners will want it. And then, you know, let the listeners decide.
The central issue always for independent producers and podcast makers, Ed, is we want to know how we can make some money, not necessarily to make a profit, but just to pay for the work that we do. So is Omni a vehicle through which we can raise any revenue?
Absolutely. So we found that the revenue piece is something that is very important to a lot of content producers. And we found that the bigger content producers that already have relationships with advertisers are very protective of those. So it's important for them to be able to run their own ads and kind of control those relationships as they always have. Then we found other people that are, say, small podcasters where they say, look, I'm so busy just doing my show. Any advertiser you could get to you know, run something against my content, you know, I'd love to kind of do that. Sometimes we get a mix where they want to run a sponsor of a show or they want to run their own ads, and then, you know, if we run out of capacity, then, you know, use some of the others. So we've got a whole, I guess, range of tools that let people monetize either through having their own advertisers or letting us handle it. Then there's also some other ways we can help you monetize by, you know, putting your content onto, say, YouTube, where it's still the audio, but we show the artwork and make it a video, and then YouTube will do rev share with you.
I'm sure you're familiar with Acast, who sometimes describe themselves as the Spotify of online audio. Is your offer similar to theirs?
It's similar in some ways. With the rise of podcasting over the past kind of 2 years, the podcast hosting space has become incredibly competitive. And what we found is, the actual hosting piece a lot of people are doing. We take it a step further by, you know, providing editing tools, publishing tools. We've got some great, you know, technology that we put in partners' websites and apps. And so I'd say we've got what some of these other platforms are providing and then added a few more levels on top, which is why we've been able to get some of these kind of top tier radio content partners like Hamish and Andy or like Fun Kids on board.
So who are the people you most want to reach now? Who are the guys in London that you want to talk to about using Omni?
Anyone from a small podcast or community station up into a large network like a Bauer or a Global, we're after everyone. And we think it's important that everyone has a voice, and just anyone that's making content and wants it heard, we'd love to speak to you. So no one in particular, but we just all shapes and sizes at the moment.
Ed Hooper from Omni, thank you so much. We'll take some news now. Here's Roy Martin.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Thank you, Trevor. Zane Lowe is heading back to the UK to talk with his old boss, Ben Cooper. He'll be chatting about leaving Radio 1, joining Beats 1 and everything else in between. He'll be doing it at the Radio Festival this year. Chris Moyles has finally returned to radio. You may have seen a couple of mentions about this on radiotoday.co.uk, along with the rest of the media reporting about it. Reports so far have been very positive, and you can see extra coverage in this week's special edition of eRadio X. And The Beach is coming off the Norwich DAB digital radio multiplex at the end of September as its contract with Now Digital comes to an end. That's the very latest from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Roy Martin.
Thank you, Roy. Before this week's Radio Moments, a little treat. For the final session at the Next Radio Conference, Tim Johns made a delightful package summarising the day. I thought you'd like to hear it, mainly because it's an object lesson in classy, tongue-in-cheek audio production. You can hear Tim's work on Radio 2's Jeremy Vine Show. But here he is, last week at Next Radio.
Of course, reporting on the news for Radio 2, I never use Wikipedia, but you all work in radio, so you know how it is. So thank you, Wikipedia, for helping with my introductory link. Here we go. Here comes a rather long radio package.
Next.
Well, it's 8:30 a.m, and here I am in the morning sunshine, sort of, at a prestigious building in the heart of London. I'm standing outside the Royal Institution, founded in 1799 by the leading British scientists of the age, as my detailed research tells me. Science, I suppose, was sort of involved in the invention of radio. Therefore, this is clearly the perfect venue for Next Radio 2015.
I'm Jonathan Cresswell from AIR.
How do you decide how to decorate your name badge?
You go simple, some nice stickers, different colour pens.
I'm David, I work for Hard Trent.
When you read the range and breadth of the programme, how did you feel inside?
I'm really excited, it looks really interesting.
Hi, I'm Hayley Hayes. I'm very, very excited for Next Radio because Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle are here.
You're fans?
Yes, massive fan.
I'm David Board, I'm from Bauer.
For the equivalent cash of this event, you probably could have gone on a dog grooming course. Why have you chosen this?
As much as I love dogs, I think I'm going to find out what the next new thing in radio is going to be.
Great news, everyone. It's now time for a bit of a recap. There were so many sessions that to run through all of them would bore you to tears. So here's just some of what we've seen and heard today. After Five Lives, Jonathan Wall kicked us off with this profound question.
I wonder whether they're listening to us in Tristan da Cunha.
Oh. Dominic Bourne's session showed us a radio gizmo where you can choose a favourite song to listen to instead of an artist you hate. Whilst that's very clever, I did think the session was a little bit unfair on Nickelback, so to redress the balance, I thought I'd play now a clip of one of their greatest hits.
André auf SRF 3.
Blast and Crivens, I've gone and left bloody music band turned on, haven't I? Never mind. This morning, we also heard from music strategist Chris Price, who took to the stage with his obsession with this band.
All my life I've been searching for something.
He was brave enough to both tell us that America is better at automated music algorithms and to include a slide titled Atomize, Host, Personalize, Integrate. Despite this baffling use of language, we learned that presentation is everything, and oh my word, treasure your recurrence playlist. The Radio Centre's Claire Bowen was soon here, and she used this clip where we learned that you can make big money from the smallest of ideas.
X-Men Days of Future Past, and that's because somebody noticed that there was an X in XFM and also an X in X-Men Days of Future Past, and that's how marketing works.
That was soon followed by coffee.
Hello, I'm Ada from Ipsos Mori.
And how's your coffee?
Very good coffee for the morning.
After the first coffee break...
Hello and welcome!
Angela Robson told us about some incredible radio work in Sierra Leone. We built a breakfast show with Mike Newman, used the power of the Lord to raise cash with Premier Christian Radio, and, among other things... Radio guru Valerie Geller reminded us that the only person who likes change is a wet baby, although I would argue that this could also apply to an adult wearing a nappy. So that was the morning in brief, but before we get onto the after-lunch business, I just want to pause for a moment because I'm on a personal mission to eradicate the sound effects you just heard from the radio industry. To me, someone using a record scratch sound effect is like someone meeting someone else in a pub and saying, "Hi, what do you do?" And they say, "I work for NASA." And the person says, "Oh, are you an astronaut?" And they think that question is really funny, but it's not. It's not funny, or clever, or intelligent. And the lady who works at NASA, no, of course she's not an astronaut, and she's heard it a million times before. Think of a new question. Use a different sound effect. Sorry, where were we? Yes. Lunch.
Hi, my name's Lucy and I'm from Sheffield.
Can you think of any word that rhymes with radio?
I have no idea.
My name is Rhiann Roberts and I'm currently the digital editor for Radio 4 and Radio 3 and 4 Extra.
I was very excited by binaural this morning. Were you?
I can't tell you how excited I am about binaural. And this is why. We're doing a project at the moment which we hope to land for Halloween on Radio 4 involving binaural in the dark.
Hello, my name's Lily and I'm from Magnetic North.
When does a stick become a branch? Have you figured it out yet?
I think it's something to do with how strong it is and if it can hold anything up.
So by the time your sandwiches and whatever those other things were had started to digest, we had this.
Do you drive? Do you drive? Do you drive?
Drive. Drive.
Do you drive?
Yeah.
Well, that's great to know. Jeff, thanks very much for your call.
Take that, radio. Mid-afternoon, the wonderful Tim Cocker wore excellent shoes and proved that he would be perfect to host a much less shit version of Rude Tube by regaling us with non-rude clips like this one.
Double rainbow on the way across the sky.
Of course, his hilarious videos lineup did have a great message for us all. Stop faffing about with rubbish social media videos and instead find your tribe, love them hard, as he put it. Then Brett Spencer and Al Booth from some cobbled together nonsense organisation called Radio 2 went on about this thing.
Introducing BBC Radio 2 Country, a 4-day pop-up digital service dedicated to the world of country music.
A pop-up radio station. Hang on. I'm sure I've got a pop-up sound effect in this bag somewhere. No. That's not it. Aha! There we go. Pop-up FX. Packages can be very creative. This afternoon, we also had a chat about sharing audio. The word bangers was said a lot. And as time rapidly progressed towards the time right now, we all enjoyed this.
Does anybody know why the whole industry's become so obsessed with listeners' favourite biscuits?
Will Guyett's session was annoyingly good because it was right before mine, so I'd have preferred it to be terrible. However, the final session of the day did win high critical acclaim.
That was a great package too. It was probably the best I've ever heard in my life. And I'm 50, so the best I've heard in 50 years. You summed up Next Radio incredibly well.
Oh, that's very, very kind of you to say, Jeremy. I'm surprised you're here today, actually. Shouldn't you be off dancing or something?
Well, you know, dancing is dancing. That can wait. The key thing for me is to offer spontaneous and unrehearsed reaction to this brilliant session.
So how was all this radio nonsense for the audience of Next Radio 2015? Well, you tell me. I mean, you did tell me, because I've done a Vox Pops. I bloody hate Vox Pops. They're normally rubbish, but I've done one, OK?
Just tremendously time-wasting.
So that's your review of the film Grown Ups. How did you find Next Radio today?
The complete opposite. Time fulfilling. It's really fun. Lots of great people.
My name's Cabby Patel and I'm from Create. Today was absolutely incredibly wonderful.
Hi, I'm Andy Buckingham. I'm from Togglebit. So I've really enjoyed today. You get a much broader kind of feel of what's going on in the industry.
Starting from this morning, there was a lot about personalisation. Do you think that's the word to take away this year?
Definitely. Personalisation is just big across everything. It impacts not only content but advertising and revenue.
Final thoughts then from our esteemed hosts.
I think it's been good. I think what's interesting is
how it's all about creative ideas. And everyone has a slightly different take on that. And you can reinterpret that for your own station or where you work and go, oh, that's interesting, I like their thinking, or I'll just steal that idea.
Do you know, I think one of the highlights is just the amount of different speakers that we've had, the amount of different ideas, the amount of different things that people have heard, and just the enthusiasm about radio. Some people think that it's dying, and it so isn't.
Tim Johns reporting. Thank you, Tim, for letting us use that on the Radio Today programme. After this message, it's David Lloyd.
Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis, offer you elegantly integrated products and intelligent one-stop shopping for all your studio needs. Discover a full range of innovative studio products. Play out by Wide Orbit, Music Master Scheduling, Stirlitz, NewsBoss, Larvo, Telos, Axia, Omnia, Digigram and Commotion. Visit bionics.co.uk today.
I'm just blowing out some candles here. He celebrates his 90th birthday this week. His radio career began in 1949.
And we heard Just in Time, played by Billy Tennant and his orchestra. And that brings Open House to a close for this morning, produced by Harry Walters and Peter Bell. And our thanks to our two guests this morning, Dickie Henderson and Ormsby Wilkins. In 40 seconds from now, Jimmy Young takes the Radio 2 airwaves. In the meantime, this is Pete Murray signing off by wishing you all, wherever you may be, a very happy and peaceful day. Bye now.
Pete Murray, he was on Radio Luxembourg, The Light Programme, Radio 2, LBC, and 3 o'clock on the first day of BBC Radio 1. It's a good week for Radio 2 stalwart birthdays. This chap is 94.
Good morning, all. And that's the first lie of the day. It's absolutely terrible down here in London. It's definitely your SOS morning. Showers of snow all over the place. And having, like the rest of all the country, I suppose, slipped and slithered and slid to work, that slides smartly into the first record of the morning, and we will follow the bouncing ball.
How much preparation do you put into the show?
Well, in terms of this morning, not a lot.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch.
The Gloucestershire tones of Jimmy Young, the only Radio 1 presenter ever to have a number one hit. His last Radio 2 broadcast before he handed to Jeremy Vine was 12 years ago now. 1988 now, and a Radio 1 farewell.
Summer Radio on the Peter Powell Show.
Simon and Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence. I was actually, there's a number of people, for those who can't see, in the radio studio. There are many Radio 1 producers, many people who've been involved in Radio 1 for a long time, and certainly helped me out with my career so far. Starting with the person who actually signed me, I'd like to say thank you to Doreen Davis, who brought me to Radio 1 in the first place, to Johnny Beeling, who's allowed me to stay here. Thank you, Johnny. One more record to play, and then just one final word, and then that's it. And this is the last record from Genoma Trading, Love and Affection.
Goodbye, Radio 1, said Peter Powell. This week in 1961, the Pilkington Committee gathered over tea and biscuits to hear Frank Gillard play examples from half a dozen of the BBC's closed-circuit local radio trials.
Town and Gown, our weekly magazine of news and views from and about the university.
The request we've had this morning is for any record of Frank Sinatra for Rosalind Mitchell of Providence Row. Rosalind, your friend Sandra's asked for this record for you. She says you've just broken your leg, and at the moment you're feeling rather miserable.
Good roasting chickens are selling at 3 and 4 a pound, and boilers at 2 and 4.
What about turkeys?
Turkeys are 4 and 6 a pound.
Cool. The BBC local radio off-air trials from the early 1960s, and those programmes were hugely helpful in persuading a reluctant Pilkington committee to consider local broadcasting. It was to be another 6 years before the proper BBC local radio experiment began. That same week, Alan Freeman took over Pick of the Pops.
Before we do spin those top three discs of the day, let's meet the man who'll be in charge of Pick of the Pops as of next week, Alan Freeman. All right, Fluffy?
Hi, David.
Tell me just what's going to happen next week.
Well, next week in Pick of the Pops, we're going to have three 20-minute segments. The first two segments of 20 minutes, we're going to present the new discs, the new releases. Mm-hmm. I hope I have the same wisdom as you in picking them. And from 11:20... all the current top 20 hit paraders.
Alan Freeman assuming the Picking of the Pops slot from David Jacobs this week, 54 years ago, and sounding so proper too, wasn't he?
Hi, David.
Hello, Fluff. When ITV launched this week in 1955...
A new public service is about to be launched over the rooftops of old London.
Radio was well and truly under threat, so the Archers pulled out the stops with a plot to seize the headlines. It was the death of one of the original characters, Grace Archer, in a fire in the stables.
Stand clear, Grace. We're coming out in a rush.
Come on, Judy.
Sling your coat over her head. Now, come on.
We're all out now.
Yes, take these two. Okay, I've got Judy.
I've got the other.
It's an inferno in there.
This is a memo from H. Rooney Pelletier, who was the controller of the network on which the Archers went out. And it's marked strictly confidential. The more I think about it, the more I believe that a death of a violent kind in the Archers, timed, if possible, to diminish interest in the opening of commercial television in London, is a good idea.
BBC written archivist Jackie Kavanagh, that episode this week, 60 years ago, attracted an audience of 20 million. Radio fundraisers are now commonplace, aren't they? But in its time, this one was the biggest ever. During the war, America was selling war bonds, and they were to cut the amount of money in circulation, therefore reduce inflation, and fund the war. So, this week in 1943, Kate Smith mounted a fundraising effort over 16 hours on the CBS radio network.
Hello, everybody. Today is a day that no living American can ever forget. Invasion Day. Forged into our consciousness in letters of fire. It marks the pinnacle of weeks and months and years of anguished preparation, the consolidating of our mighty forces. This is the hour of the death blow to those, our enemies.
Kate Smith, who entertained on radio for over five decades, she was dubbed the First Lady of Radio, and that appeal became a textbook case study on persuasion. She died in 1986. Back home in the East Midlands, GEM 106 is the regional adult contemporary service. It used to be Heart, before that it was Century, but it launched this week 18 years ago as Radio 106.
But before we hear the first record, I'm very pleased to be able to hand over to the nation's most famous television newlyweds, John Savidant and Sherry Hewson.
So it gives me such great pleasure to declare Radio 106.
Say, Maureen, what? My love, my what? Bride, you must be straight. What's all this about 106?
The launch of the short-lived Radio 106. Its name lasted just a year. Children's Favourites was a popular programme on the Light programme over the bread and dripping through the 1950s, and this week in 67 it evolved into Junior Choice.
Hello children, everywhere, this is Uncle Mac, good morning to you all. Well, another mixed bag, and I hope a few requests that I don't recall having included before. If you're settled down and ready, so am I. Let's begin with a gay one sung by Alma Cogan. This is for Alan Whittaker.
Goodbye, Children's Favourites, hosted by Uncle Mac and later Leslie Crowther. So, with the end of the West Midlands Digital Multiplex MXR 2 years ago...
If you can't figure it out, hit kerrangradio.co.uk/transmission and you'll find some helpful tips. Or just ask a young person.
The death of Peter Tate from Trent Air and Magic 13 years ago...
And not forgetting a musical mix of hits and oldies.
Tony Blackburn's final show on Radio 1, 31 years ago.
And this is the sort of end of an era, really.
The Sweet Music Pirate Station 390, launching from a fort in the Thames Estuary 50 years ago.
We trust that you've enjoyed our programmes today and that you'll join us again tomorrow.
From our own correspondent beginning on the Home Service 60 years ago.
You mean a programme with just chaps talking?
And Radio 1's 15th Breakfast Show Act beginning 3 years ago.
Good morning, Great Britain. And welcome to this, a brand new breakfast show.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.
Thanks as always, David. Thanks also to Tim Johns and Ed Hooper and Roy Martin. This has been a TDC production. Next week, accreditation permitting, we'll be at the all-new Radio Festival at the British Library in London. I'll be the dodgy old geezer with a flash mic. See you then.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.